The German conductor Ruth Reinhardt is conducting the Baltimore Symphony this weekend. She studied violin in her native Germany and in Switzerland. She received her master's degree in conducting from the Juilliard, studying with Alan Gilbert there. She was selected as a Dudamel Fellow of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. She has served as the assistant conductor of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra for 2 seasons under Jaap van Zweden. These are just some of her accolades, and it's such a pleasure to welcome you to WBJC, Ruth. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, an interesting program with somebody who I think is probably new to most audience members, and then pairing that with Schubert's Symphony No. 6 and the Second Concerto by Brahms with pianist Emmanuel Ax. Let's start with Hava. This is a work, I think, that is going to need some introduction.
Yes, it's a beautiful piece of music by a Finnish composer who's still alive, very much so, Lotta Venäkoski. It's just a beautiful piece that evokes so many images, I think, in the listener. It's Hava, and the word comes from Hebrew, or from actually many languages, and it means air or breath or wind. In Finnish, it even means like a swish of aspen trees or something like that. So you really sometimes feel like being out in the nature and having the gusts of winds or those things murmuring and then suddenly erupting and then going away again. And it evokes so many kind of images, which I really love about the piece.
Interesting to pair it with two such monumental works from the traditional repertoire. And I'm curious to know what your thinking was behind balancing Schubert's little C major with the Brahms Second Piano Concerto. I know that the Brahms is almost symphonic in its enormity, and I'm wondering if that played into it in any way.
Yes, in a way, the Brahms Second Piano Concerto feels like a symphony already. So I think if one were to pair that with, let's say, Schubert, the big C major symphony, I feel it's a little bit too much of the same, or almost like overkill. So, and I think that the Schubert even kind of just brings out some other aspects of the Brahms, you know, some of the earlier tendencies, the lighter ones. The Schubert Symphony was written quite a bit earlier, so it's simpler in a way. It's lighter, it's fresher. There's less heartfelt kind of pain in there, like German, like in the Brahms. The Brahms is just so interwoven. The melodies are interwoven. The piano kind of and the orchestra just comment each other. Sometimes the piano only accompanies the orchestra, or how the roles are always changing. And so I think that, yeah, that the Schubert is certainly earlier and more traditional, and though the Brahms is just beautiful.
The idea of being an accompanist when one is working with a soloist, with a concerto like the Second Brahms, which is, as we're saying, such an enormous symphonic work, how do you see your role and the role of the orchestra then in that context?
That's a very good question. I think in a way it's a more active role than, let's say, in a early Mozart piano concerto, where basically you're just really just accompanying and maybe have one big tutti or something like this. I think this is much more equal role. Of course, still one has to, you know, adapt to the idea of the soloist and adapt to his tempi and make sure that he feels comfortable and to, you know, not enforce my vision of the piece onto the soloist. But I think it's much more like a commentator or like an equal partner.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to conductor Ruth Reinhardt, who is conducting the Baltimore Symphony this weekend. Full details at bsomusic.org. It was such a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.